free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to the In-Hope Podcast, where every Monday and every day during Advent, we've been dropping episodes to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And as this Advent season has been progressing, we've been touching on different landmarks in Scripture leading up to the birth of Christ. And this is going to be our first verse in the New Testament that we look at, not the first verse of the New Testament, because we're skipping over the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're going straight to the Gospel of John, where we're going to do a little shift, because everywhere has been telling us to look forward in this anticipation. Now John is reminding us to look back. He says here in 1 John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This one that he's speaking of, this word that he's speaking of, later in the chapter he says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And this Word was the King, the Messiah, the prophet like Moses, the one that we've been looking for, the anticipation. But now Moses is saying, John is saying, look back, because he was all the way in the beginning. Nothing was made without him. All things were made through him. He is the Word of God made flesh. This is Jesus, the one born in Bethlehem, the one that we celebrate this season, the Word of God made flesh. Something that he mentions here is how his Word brought life, and that life was the light of men, and darkness could not overcome it. And so with that, we want to focus on, thinking about this season, why do we have all of the Christmas lights, right? Why do we light up the darkness during this season? And it's to remind us that he is the light of the world. He is the light of men. And it's really interesting when you think of the fact that he is the Word of God and he is the light. And the Word of God, we see this in Scripture, his Word is a lamp unto our feet. Jesus came, the Word made flesh, and what he speaks can bring about life. What he speaks is light. And something that he said to us was that when we are one, the world would know that God sent him. See, there's something about unity itself that is a light to the world, that helps the world to see. And so during this season, as we're thinking about how Jesus is the light of the world, as we're thinking about all that he spoke and the way that he lights our path, remember what he said about us being one. And remember that his words there help us to see that when we can be seen walking as one, living as one, loving as one, serving as one, when we can be seen in unity, that shines a light in this dark world that helps people to know God sent him. Merry Christmas, and may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.